Chapter 24. "Prepare yourselves to see the surprise appear," exclaimed Philip with a mysterious air to the boys sitting around the table. "Open sesame." A light knock was heard on the heavy oak door. It opened. The figure of a young fellow, pale but smiling, was framed in the doorway, and exclamations of astonishment burst forth. "Cyril, is it possible? Where do you come from?" Astonished questions came from everyone. Patrick only, with an embarrassed air, looked furtively at Philip, not knowing if he dare join in the general jubilation. "I'll leave to Philip Berger the job of explaining my presence in your midst. It is to him I owe the pleasure of seeing you again," said Cyril, sitting down at one end of the table. "God enabled me to find Cyril, who is our new boarder from today," briefly explained Philip. "Your former chief is willing to join our group as second mate and to help us in buying Mr. Millett's car. His skill as a mechanic will be very useful." "Philip, you ought to say that it's thanks to you and your father that I've been let off 3 months' imprisonment and escaped from my guardian's clutches. Without you, I might be on a voyage to the South Seas." While waiting to become a sailor, Cyril is finishing his apprenticeship and settling in happily here. Till today, he's been convalescing, but after tomorrow he starts work. My father is his new guardian, and has persuaded the authorities to let him finish his sentence with us. Philip then opened the Bible which he was holding. The talking ceased, and all eyes were fastened on him. "For today, I've chosen three very stimulating sayings spoken by three of God's servants at different periods of history. Each of them proved God's help at a special time in his life. King David said, 'I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me.' Psalm 57:2. Solomon his son declared, 'I know that it shall be well with them that fear God.' Ecclesiastes 8:12. And last, the Apostle Paul affirms that all things work together for good to them that love God, from Romans 8:28. These promises we can take for ourselves, each of us personally. We are weak, ignorant, sinful. But God is interested in us and is longing to do us good. He promises us His help. He wants us to ask Him for it. I've learned that there is everything to gain by belonging to Him and trying to please Him every day. Have any of you had a similar experience?" Philip looked from one to another of the boys. With lowered eyes, John nibbled his pencil. Cyril had assumed a stubborn air. Patrick seemed too moved to speak. Only Bob raised his head and responded with a smile to Philip's glance. "I, too, begin to see that God cares about me, since I've been at Mr. Millett's house. I never knew anything like it. My boss sort of hands over to him everything. I can't help seeing that God answers his prayers. Do you think he'd listen to me if I tell him my difficulties?" "He surely will, Bob. You won't be disappointed. God makes us wait sometimes, but He always answers. He has already answered us by bringing Cyril back. He knew how much we wanted him." "Cyril is the man of ideas," cried Charlie. "Surely he has something to propose already." "As a matter of fact, I have got a proposal to make," said Cyril, looking at Philip. "Haven't you an old, unusable garden tractor?"
"I don't know of one."
"Oh yes, Philip, you do know. The old Tacot that Dad gave us because it wouldn't work," cried Luke, his brother. "I'd like to look at it with you and see if it couldn't be repaired."
"Let's all go right away."
The whole party hurried into the farmyard. The fields, revived after a recent shower, had a delicious fresh scent. They crossed the garden where Mrs. Berger was weeding a bed of wallflowers and pink cosmos, fluttering in the breeze like big red butterflies. Luke and Raymond, going first with Cyril, pulled triumphantly from the far end of the barn an old vehicle whose weird creaking caused a burst of laughter from the others. Cyril examined the machine carefully. "If you will help me," he said, "we could repair it, I'm sure, and sell it for a good price."
"Are you really able to fix it?" asked Philip.
"I believe so, and the mechanic I work with would give me advice."
"Is this old tractor worth all the trouble?" asked John, rather skeptically.
"Yes," affirmed Cyril, decidedly. "The body is still good. My boss agrees to lend me some tools, and if you club together to pay for the materials, you'll be quite a good machine. However, I'll ask the mechanic's advice before starting work on it." The boys surrounded Cyril, overwhelming him with questions, impatient to start to work. It was decided that on the next day, Cyril would do his best to bring the mechanic to the farm. On rainy days, or when the farm work was somewhat slack, Charlie and Andrew would work under Cyril's directions. "Too bad we have to go to the mountain tomorrow," cried Luke and Raymond, disappointed at not being able to help. "There will still be work for you in September," said Cyril. "You shall do the painting."
"We'll go back now," said Philip. "I'm going to show you the accounts. For some reason, Patrick wants me to take charge, so in the future, bring your savings to me. Cyril and Patrick turned crimson at the sight of the cash box, but the others found Philip's proposal quite natural. See, here's what we've accumulated. Bob has paid in $20 out of his wages. Patrick, $7 from the sale of his microscope. John, $10, earned by private teaching. Charlie and Andrew have earned $14, gathering cherries. Luke and Raymond, $9, picking strawberries and raspberries. That gives a total of $60. Summer vacation is going to be very fruitful, and I wish you good success. We'll review the situation in September. Finally, here is my surprise project for the end of the summer. A weekend in our cattle chalet at Anzindas. I will take you up in our Opal, so there are no traveling expenses. We shall live on milk, butter, and cheese. There will be only bread to buy. Do you all accept? Three cheers for Philip, cried Bob, while everyone cheered in delight. Let's all have a balloon trip to prepare ourselves for life in the Alps.